I'm good, thanks, mate. Yeah, all good.
Good. You've been treating yourself after the fight. You said when we saw you in the gym, you were going straight to McDonald's after the fight to treat yourself. Did you make it?
I am. No, mate. I still haven't been now. To be honest, I've just chopped a little lad, got him a McDonald's and what have you, and sent myself to a banana milkshake. But no, I've not eaten no junk food as yet. Just have a little bit of chocolate and what have you.
Been good, but relaxing and enjoying some downtime this week.
Yeah, I've had a long camp. Do you know what I mean? Especially being over Christmas and the few stresses of camp and what have you. So it's nice just to be able to put my feet up and just enjoy the finer things of life. Do you know what I mean? Just the little things what most people take for granted.
Yeah, and well deserved after the weekend. A lot of hard work, as you said, put into that camp ahead of the fight with Jorge Sanchez. And well, it was a pretty decent performance from yourself coming out with the points win.
Yeah, it were a good fight. When I were in there, what I were doing were enough. Do you know what I mean? There were no need to take any risks. I were beating the kid, and it were up to him to change it. Do you know what I mean? Which he didn't. So. For me, my job was just to keep it as it was. Do you know what I mean? And see it out to get the win.
Yeah, when we saw you in camp and chat with yourself and Dave, there was a feeling that you might be able to grind him down in the later rounds. But was he different when you got in there? Did you feel he had that engine?
No, it was. Yeah, I felt like he was slowing down, but I didn't try. You know what I mean? I didn't try and. Hurt him, sit down on the punches and try and bang him out. What I was doing was he felt comfortable, do you know what I mean? He's there. And he hit me with an odd one back end at fight, and he still had a bit of weight in his punches. So I just seen it out without taking any daft risks.
And the rewards were there for all to see. You had your eye on that green belt, particularly when it came out at the earlier in the week when you got your eyes on it. But what was it like to get hold of it in the ring once the result was announced?
I mean, them green belts, it's like growing up and what have you. They're the belt everyone wants. Do you know what I mean? For me, they're the number one organisation belt, you know what I mean, which is what we all want. And I can remember being at Wayne and when they pulled it out at Rap, and I thought, you know what I mean, I took a shine to it straight away, and so did my opponent. I can remember his eyes, you know what I mean, just lit straight up. All his team did, they just looked at it like, you know what I mean, and I was saying, but everybody was just staring at this green belt and it come out, and like, obviously, we all wanted it, like, and yeah, to go out there and win it and add it to the collection of belts we've got. You know what I mean? It does, it looks nice. I ain't stopped. To be fair, I've took it everywhere I've gone. Like, everybody's been having photos of that. Do you know what I mean? I'm proud to have won it.
Yeah, and a nice collection of belts now since you won the British, the WBO Intercontinental, the European title as well added to that, and now this WBC silver belt. It's been a great 18 months for you.
It has. It just seems to be getting better and better. Like, but I mean, it's only through hard work. Do you know what I mean? If people saw what work goes into training, it's not just myself. Like, there's a lot of people who help me, and it's obviously not just me. It's all fighters across the board. Do you know what I mean? How hard we work, and I work so hard to get where I am. I mean, I've had nothing given to me, and it's nice now to start getting put on these big shows and winning these titles and working my way up. Do you know what I mean? I start getting a bit of recognition for myself and doing well instead of just being Jamie's brother. I mean, I'm starting to step out of his shadow now, and hopefully, I mean, I can achieve stuff on similar level to him, if not better.
Do you feel you are starting to get that recognition now when you log back in on social media on Sunday morning or Saturday night and you've been round South Yorkshire this week? Do you feel like people are giving you that now what you do deserve?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm starting to get a bit more when I'm out and about, especially when me and Arkin are together, we get a lot of people come up to us. it's nice when you get all your local support there. You can see the proudest punch. I mean, we went for a meal the other night on my own with Al Hassan and family, and a couple of locals come up to me, you know, telling me how proud they are. And just them little perks, you know what I mean, make it all worth it. And it'd be nice to start getting a bit of recognition, especially our kid from the people inside the boxing world. He still don't get enough credit for what he deserves. I think our kid's, on paper, is probably, you know what I mean, world champion. We've got, we've done it all, and I mean, he's been over to America a couple of times and beat their number one fighter. And I mean, he still goes a bit unnoticed about it all. But obviously, you've just got to keep working away, and eventually they're going to have to stand up and take note. So, yeah, we just do our thing and get on with it.
Yeah, let's hope that can continue changing for you both. But for yourself now, obviously, this was a world title eliminator as well. It's been a big, you know, step up. You've taken these steps very quickly, but do you feel now a world title opportunity, maybe one, two fights away? Do you feel ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer in you take your chances as they come, like, especially in this boxing game. I'm ready. Do you know what I mean? Another fight or two, I think I'll be there. But if I got the fight in the next fight, I'll go into the fight, and I know I'm capable of beating anybody on my day. Boxing comes down to there's two blokes and it's a fight, and if one man wants it more than the other, no matter how skilled one fighter could be, how hard he can punch, how fast he can jot a move, at the end of the day it comes down to it's a one-on-one fight, and that's why upsets happen. And the champion, Hugo Ruiz, I've watched a little bit of him. He's a good fighter, do you know what I mean? He just knocks out the champion. But I'm capable of beating him, and I'm confident, do you know what I mean? And end of the day, if you want to be a world champion, you've got to beat the best fighters. That's what I'm in the sport for, living the dream, do you know what I mean? So, next fight or fight after, or whenever it comes, do you know what I mean? I'm going to be ready, and I'm going to, do you know what I mean? There's no two ways about it. I'm going to win a world title.
And obviously eyes on that WBC belt with the path that you're on now. But after the weekend, obviously, Cole Frampton and Scott Quigg got in the ring after you. And I suppose it's opened up the division maybe a little bit now. Obviously, Cole Frampton's got the belts, but maybe with eyes of looking to move up to featherweight to fight Santa Cruz and maybe vacating it, it could blow the division wide open a little bit.
There's talk that... I mean, this day and age now, fights don't need belts, do you know what I mean? It's more who the fighters are and how big they are. I think Frampton and Quigg probably might move up and chase the big fights. So, who knows, do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we got to find out who were number one in the division. So, well... Barring Rigondo, obviously, but nobody seems to want to fight him. And then, obviously, now it's blown open. You know what I mean? If Carl vacates belt, there's opportunities for other fighters. But at the end of the day, I've got my own path, and we just concentrate on myself. You know what I mean? And then we work one fight at a time. You know what I mean? I'm not fussed who I fight. To be honest, because you've got to fight them all at the end of the day, so there's no point dodging now, you know what I mean? May as well fight and fight the best.
Yeah. Would you fight Rigondo? Obviously, you said there a lot of people do swerve him.
At the end of the day, like, I'd fight anybody, but like, I'm understanding now, like, when people say there's no too high risk or reward. If there's no money in the fight, why would you fight him? You know what I mean? I can see now, like, why they're saying they're not... Quigg and Frampton and these fighters are not... I don't know why people would think they're scared to fight him. It's not that they're scared, you know what I mean? It just don't make sense. We're all fighters at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And what we do, there's not many people can do. Get in a ring. And have a one-on-one fight with someone who's trained for 12 weeks and is in shape of their life
in front of God knows how many cameras and people. So for people to say he's scared to fight a certain fighter is just ridiculous. You know what I mean, the fight don't make sense. It don't make sense. You go elsewhere. And that's same with me. If the fight made sense, of course. You know what I mean? I'm not scared to fight nobody. So whoever my team choose and if whatever fight makes sense, we're all in it for the money. We all want the biggest payday. Whatever fight's there for the most money is the fight what you take. And it's the same in any job. If there's more money on the table with a different company, you go work for them. Do you know what I mean? It's just the same. But a certain fighter's worth more money than another fighter, you fight them. I'd fight him. No bother, but obviously it'd have to make sense.
Obviously you're looking now at this world title shot. Jamie himself, probably another fight, and then looking to fight Piano in the summer. Could there potentially be a case of a I don't know if it's a dream scenario or not, that the McDonald twins are sharing a billboard fighting for world titles come late summer?
I always think that'd be a dream, like both to fight in big fights on the same show, but I don't know how we'd handle it, like, because we get so irate and nervous, and we're like for the other fighter. So whoever fought first, the whoever fought last, they'd obviously be using a lot of nervous energy and whatever. So it depends what fights are. If there were two big fights, obviously we want to repay the loyal fans and supporters with a good night. And so it'd be a dream, like, but I think it'd have to be big fights, do you know what I mean? Because obviously we use up a lot of energy and what have you, but we cross that bridge when it comes, do you know what I mean? I'm sure it's not too far away because we're both doing well.
Fingers crossed. So what's the plan now? You're still on a bit of time off. When do you plan to get back in the gym?
Well, I'm in gym already, like, I ain't even had no time off yet. I've just been coming in with my brother, like, doing little bits, loosening off, and not really training as such. I've not been doing too much, but just loosening off and just being there with him. Like, I know it can be a bit depressing, like. So I've got a week's holiday next week. The day I land, you know what I mean? I'll be in gym bay after and ask him for a date. And sooner the better, within 12 weeks, I'd like to fight. So there's like another 10-week camp. I'll be good to go, do you know what I mean? I'm going to stay in shape anyway. I'll be doing little bits and bobs on my holiday, running in sun and enjoying it. But yeah, sooner the better.
Excellent stuff. Well, Gav, thank you very much for your time on the show today, and congratulations on the weekend, and we look forward to catching up with you soon and hearing about that next fight.
Yep, no problem, mate. Thank you.